Now is a great time to speak to Stephen Jones of the Dallas Cowboys. Stephen, we're really glad that you were able to take some time tonight and speak with us. We really appreciate it. We just played a cut of Jerry talking about the impending meeting with Dez Bryant, and I guess building off of that, my first question, why is it so tough to orchestrate a meeting with a guy like Dez who has such a good relationship with the organization? Why does it take so long for this thing to materialize?
Well, you're talking to the wrong person. He's going to speak to that, and so we can move on to the next subject.
All right, there we go.
Okay. I thought you may have been at the Pat Green concert. Were you out there at the Pat Green?
No, I may end up there before the night's over, but not there right now.
I appreciate you coming on, and certainly we had many conversations at the owners' meetings, and so far in free agency, you didn't get a lot done during the first week, but you tried to get some things done. But the second week is really where you guys did your business. You signed several guys. Can you talk about the decisions you made in free agency and the guys you've gotten, and where do you stand now as far as free agency? Or are you ready to go into the draft?
Well, you know, our position has been and continues to be what we try to do in free agency is fill some obvious needs so that we're not pressured to draft or need when the draft comes along. And certainly what we hope to do is take the best player on our board at that time, and being able to fill some of these needs in an efficient way, which I feel like we were able to do, certainly allows us in our mind to have a clean draft. You know, obviously there were some things we were looking at early that didn't come to fruition, but as we moved through, we did think we did accomplish some things in an efficient way. Certainly getting Fleming and Hearns at the top of the list were really important to us in terms of securing our roster. Fleming, obviously, we look at as a starter type, probably more suited for tackle, but has played guard. One of the great things about, when you can get offensive linemen who have versatility, that certainly helps. And Fleming's played some guard. Obviously, Lyle showed that he can play both guard and tackle at a high level, and so getting Fleming, I think, was a big accomplishment for us. And then we were able to get some depth with re-signing Looney, and then getting Martin. So, I think we really did a good job in our offensive line right there. Certainly Hearns, and you couple him with Thompson, I think really made our receiver situation a very competitive one. Our current receivers, we feel like we can certainly play at a higher level than we did last year. As far as Dez is concerned, he is he makes a lot of money. And when you make a lot of money in this league, you know, the expectations are high, and certainly wasn't one of his best years. Obviously, we've come to expect a lot of Dez. He's done so many great things for the Cowboys and made so many great plays for us. When you get to have some pretty high expectations there. But I do think we were able to secure that situation, and then, of course, got a good solid linebacker in Thomas who can, really provide depth for us there at the linebacker spot, play some special teams, and I think was a good get for us. So overall, I do think we had an efficient free agency. We'll always keep our eyes open for the right guy who improves our roster. And if that guy shows up, then great. We did, look around at free safety a little bit. Didn't see just the right fit for us. Doesn't mean that that might not happen before the draft. It could always happen, whether that's an unrestricted free agent or a player who gets cut or even in a trade. You're always keeping your eyes open on that. But overall, we were pleased where we are, and certainly a major part of our focus has turned toward the draft.
You know, and certainly you talked about Dez and the receivers, and it seemed like you guys have, made some focus on upgrading the receiver corps, certainly putting a importance on route running and finding guys that help Dez. Why is that important for Dak to get better route runners and then upgrade that receiving corps?
I think all quarterbacks are different. Certainly, Tony was very unique in that, he would buy time, and a lot of times Tony was in a very good way, he was able to, sight throw and, find guys who, as he moved around, got open, and, could hit the spot. I think Dak, as I've said, I think he's a little more of a timing quarterback, a la Troy. He likes to know where they're going to be. He likes a good accurate route and likes to put the ball, obviously where they're supposed to be. I think, that probably better suited for him, although, he's certainly shown, too, that he can improvise, he can buy time, and can make plays on the run as well. But, probably preference is to, throw to an area and know where, count on a guy being where he's supposed to be. And, I think with Sign Jay, our new receivers coach, we're going to continue to work toward that direction. And I think it'll be a positive for everybody.
And speaking of that, Dez has never been known as a great route runner. I know he's talked this offseason about working with a route running coach. Can you see that helping him at this point in his career of going to a route running coach and improving his route running?
Well, we've got a great coach here in Sanjay Lyle. Certainly, I think any improvements you can make anytime you're working at your craft, and I know Dez does work at his craft, and if he, continues to do that, then I would assume, you assume you'll only get better as you work at it. But Dez was, had such rare physical ability, obviously, early on in his career, and was able to make just spectacular plays that most people can't make. I mean, he's very special, unique in terms of his ability to make plays on the ball. And I think, I think any of the great receivers will tell you as they get older, they have to rely, they have to work a little harder and have to rely more on honing in on their skills as a receiver.
Talking to Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones here on Game Night, a receiver that is in his prime right now, Sammy Watkins. I think it was a big surprise to a lot of Cowboys fans whenever they saw that there was a reported offer to Sammy Watkins. Can you give us a little bit of insight of where the interest comes from? Is this something? Is he a guy that the organization has liked for a long time? Was it just the time and place opportunity? What was going on with Sammy Watkins?
Well, you and I are having problems tonight. We can't talk about players that aren't on our roster. So maybe we can try again. But we do only address guys who are either free agents or on our roster. They have a rule in our league called tampering that people can bite you if you talk about other teams' players. So hopefully you understand that.
I understand. And let me reframe the question a little bit. Let's look at it like this. How Dez is clearly a focal point of this team. He's a guy that's been part of this team for a long time. And I think that fans are torn at this point whenever they know that there are some big decisions that have to be made. And I guess what I'm trying to get at is here is, does Dez Bryant, as it stands right now, is he still a member of this organization to where you feel like he's capable of leading the team to where you want it to go as long as you can make the money work?
Yeah, as I told you earlier, you're talking to the wrong guy. You had the guy on the clip who can address those things, and he'll certainly do so when it's time. And appreciate your persistence, but we've
got to try.
And I've said what I'm going to say about Dez.
you watch these teams, and this has been a crazy offseason regarding free agency and trades. And I don't know if the NBA has gotten, into the NFL or what, because it's usually an NBA thing. And you look at this offseason, what everybody is doing, look what the Rams are doing. And do you wonder, if your strategy is right or their strategy is right? How do you look at what they're doing to improve the team, and your philosophy is certainly different?
Well, we certainly are in the market for trades. I've never ruled out trades. I actually like trades more than I do playing free agency. It's just, being able to come to an agreement on, a given player. We've certainly seemed to make more trades in the draft, and hadn't made as many, but, in our day, we've certainly traded for Joey Galloway and Roy Williams, and we're not afraid to make a trade if we feel like the value's there and it's the right fit. As far as free agency is concerned, in terms of our way, we feel like we've been very fortunate to draft well. And when you draft well, you pay your own players. Unfortunately, you can't pay four offensive linemen who you drafted in three in the first round, and one you had to work hard to get. It was a first round caliber player. and then you pay the Sean Lees and you franchise D. Lawrence, and you have a great player that you paid in Dez Bryant and one of the top tight ends in Jason Witten. Unfortunately, you can't do it all. I've always thought that free agency was a little bit of a penalty box move for not drafting well. And so then you have to go out and overspend in free agency. I mean, I know a couple of years ago they were fired up about the player named Sue. And certainly he plays a couple of years and then he's overpriced and they can't hold him. So, you know, those are all things that, there's certainly schools of thought. They move all over the place. In terms of building your team through the draft versus free agency, you got to applaud Philly. They did some, pretty aggressive things in free agency, and it worked out for them. That hadn't necessarily been the case in the past, but they certainly had success. You certainly look at that and see what they did right, and how they had success. And we just have to look at our team. I think every team's different, and we have been fortunate to have success in the draft. We certainly got more draft picks that are coming that we're going to want to keep, the obvious ones. That's Dak and Zeke. So, when you keep good players that you draft, then you certainly don't have the resources to go out and play in free agency. And, certainly we've gotten a confidence here that if we use draft picks, we're going to draft well.